Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday in Lent, Year B. Our readings for today, Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17, Psalm 25, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God and the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer God our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, we live in a fallen world. Each day we are tempted to turn away from You and to worship our gods of self-ambition, self-sufficiency, and self-centeredness. We rejoice that though He was tempted just as we are, Christ remained faithful to You. We have come to worship the One who was truly human and who brought Your divine nature close to every one of us. Help us that through our worship we may lift up Christ so that all people may be drawn to Him. We pray in His name. Amen. We have our first hymn, 40 Days and 40 Nights, CPWI 114.
Forty nights.
We pray the collect for the first Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and was tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God's Response to Our Sinfulness. God's response to our sinfulness. Adam and Eve's response to God's desire for humankind to be fruitful and multiply, to take dominion over all things in God's perfect creation, was disobedience. They were forbidden to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, they succumbed to the temptations of the devil and went against God's word and God's will. As a result of their disobedience, they were punished. Humankind was to experience immediate spiritual death and eventually physical death. Man and woman were put against each other. The writer of the book of Genesis states, "To the woman God said, I will greatly increase your pangs in childbirth. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to the man he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden, and sin and violence increased tremendously throughout the world, beginning with the murder of Abel by his brother Cain. The situation became so bad that God was sorry that he created humankind. The Lord saw that the wickedness of humankind was great in the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made humankind on earth, and it grieved him to his heart. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. The Lord therefore decided to wipe out the human race along with all the other animals that lived on the land. The writer of Genesis reports, "So the Lord said, I will blot out from the earth the human beings I have created, people together with animals and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." Genesis chapter 6, verse 7. However, God finds one individual, Noah, who is obedient And because of one faithful person, God decides to respond with love to humankind. God instructs Noah to construct an ark that will preserve him, his family, and the representatives of the animal kingdom. God sent rain for 40 days and 40 nights. The water remained on the earth for 150 days, and the flood destroyed the human race, along with all other animals and creatures that live on the land, except Noah, his family, and the animals that were in the ark. After the devastating flood, Noah and his family and all the creatures emerged from the ark. They represent God's love. They are the seed of a new creation and a new humanity. While Noah is described as a righteous man, blameless in his generation, there was no guarantee that his descendants would not return to the evil ways of the past. There was no guarantee that humankind would not incur the wrath of God once more. In love, God makes a personal commitment to all who came out of the ark, human and animal alike. God made a covenant with them. A covenant, an agreement between God and God's people based on God's love, in which God makes certain promises and requires certain behavior from the people in return. Humankind was required to obey God, and God promised never again to destroy the world and its inhabitants with a flood. As a sign of this eternal covenant, God would place a rainbow in the clouds. This bow is to serve two purposes. When human beings see the rainbow, they will be reminded of God's commitment never again to destroy the earth with a flood. When God sees the rainbow, God will be reminded of the covenant and act accordingly. The great flood, however, did not stop humankind from being disobedient to God. God in love chose Abraham and his descendants to be God's people, and God in love entered into a covenant with righteous Abraham and his descendants. They will become a great nation. They would inherit the land of Canaan. They would be blessed and would bless other nations. Whoever blesses them would be blessed, and whoever curses them would be cursed. The sign of that covenant was circumcision. God remained faithful to the covenant. On numerous occasions, the people turned away from God. When they found themselves as slaves in Egypt, God heard their cry and sent Moses to liberate them from slavery. The writer of the book of Exodus says, "The cry of Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So, come," God said, "I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Exodus 3, verses 9 and 10. As they were liberated from slavery in Egypt and gathered at the foot of the holy mountain, God would enter into another covenant with the nation of Israel. They were given the law, the Ten Commandments, and other laws. Blood sacrifices were required for sin, and other offerings were defined. Many dietary restrictions were imposed, and the death penalty was expanded to include adultery, blasphemy, and witchcraft. All these requirements were to enable the children of Israel to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God. However, the people continued to sin against God. Instead of influencing the nations, the surrounding nations, to follow the one true God, they worshiped the idol gods of their neighbors. The United Nation of Israel, that was formed under David and existed under Solomon, was divided after Solomon's death into the Northern Kingdom of Israel, which consisted of 12 tribes, and the Southern Kingdom of Judah, which consisted of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, and was ruled by the descendants of David. The people of Israel continued to worship idols, and eventually the Northern Kingdom was completely destroyed by the Assyrians. The people of Judah were punished for their sinfulness. They were overcome by the Babylonians. Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed, and the people marched into exile in Babylon. After 70 years in Babylon, God in love restored them to their land. Jerusalem and the temple were rebuilt, and the people were given another opportunity to serve the Lord. Throughout their history, God raised up prophets who pointed out the error of their ways and the punishment they would receive for their disobedience. Through the prophets, God also promised to send the Anointed One, the Messiah, to save not only Israel, but the whole world. Our gospel today from Mark chapter 1 reminds us that John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the one who was promised, the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus of Nazareth, at his baptism, was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Mark records, "And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit descended like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" Mark chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Jesus, the Messiah, was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to overcome the challenges of the devil. He was there 40 days, tempted but not overcome by the evil of the world. Therefore, Jesus could begin his ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing to give all people an opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God. By his death on the cross, Jesus made the one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He was the Lamb of God, the one who was sacrificed for our sinfulness. By his death, we are forgiven. With the new covenant in Christ, the law and the Mosaic covenant came to an end. The Sabbath ended. Two new commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, replace the original 10. Salvation was open to all God's children, Jews and Gentiles alike. The Holy Spirit is promised to dwell in all believers. We are members of the new covenant in Christ. At our baptism, we are affirmed as children of God, inheritors of God's kingdom, members of the fellowship of the church, and we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In our sinfulness, God offers us forgiveness by the new covenant in Christ. The hymn writer reminds us, "He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. Cecil Francis Alexander. This Lent, therefore, as members of the New Covenant, we are called to confess our sins and, with the help of the Holy Spirit, give up some of the things that give us pleasure, to enable us to focus on prayer, that is, communicating with God, for guidance and direction, to enable us to perceive God's will. And we are also invited to look outside of ourselves and we respond to the needs of others. May we, this Lent, strive to be faithful to God as God has always been faithful to God's people. Amen. Let us pray. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. God of grace, your kingdom draws near to us in your Son. Increase in your church, trust in the fulfillment of your promises. Fill our hearts with the joy of your good news announced to us. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. God of grace, prophetic witness led to John being arrested. Be with all who courageously make a stand for justice and liberty. Give us faith to trust in the victory of right. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. God of grace, you set the world in a universe of awesome wonder. Awaken all people to the urgent need for ecological balance. In your mercy, bring humanity back from the brink of self-destruction. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. God of grace, in the wilderness, your Son had to face the limits of humanity. Hold in your tender care all who suffer. We put our trust in you, O Lord. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. God of grace, in baptism we are united with Christ's death and resurrection. In this hope, we commend to you all who have died. May we too come to enjoy the benefits of your beloved. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 457. O love, how deep, how broad, how high. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service to God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ give you grace to go in holiness, to deny yourselves, to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. We wish all of you a very holy, spirit-filled, rewarding Lent, a time when we are all able to draw closer to God and therefore closer to each other. We end with the hymn, All for Jesus, CPWI 245.
Jesus, come today for a poor, poor man like me. Salvation, come my way, my soul set free. Jesus, come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today, and let it be. No matter if you're deep, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come for Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he comes for all. Jesus, come for I see manger where he lie, see cross where he must die for a wretch like me. For God so loved the world, man, woman, boy, and girl, he gave his son for you, his son for me. No matter if you're deep, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Jesus Christ today, the same as yesterday, the one, the only way, the King for me. Let it come to pass, mankind find love at last, just as it was time past. So let it be. No matter if you're chief, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, all for Jesus, come to Jesus.